there's not much more than a handful of different eyebrow types or different moustache types, for example. They're a very standardised, institutionalised version of individuality. As one archaeologist has nicely put it, their faces are likenesses, but they're likenesses of no one. They're not, in the terms of Western art history, true portraits. Some have admired this ancient form of artistic mass production. Others feel it a perfect way of expressing a regimented army. Whatever you feel about them, they certainly raise all kinds of questions about what a likeness is. But one thing's for sure, in the scale and complexity of the tomb, and even, I think, in the artistic detail that the emperor, dead or alive, could command, there's a strong assertion of imperial power.